This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Pin Chasers. Pin Chasers is in the middle of Selfless September, and you can help them give back to the Tampa community. We told you last week about how Pin Chasers gave $5 to Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Tampa Bay for everyone that bowled a minimum of 2 hours. This coming weekend, same promotion, same charitable donation to the Apple a Day Foundation, which I had mentioned before, around the time of the prom to benefit Apple a Day, in conjunction with Drew Garabo Live and 102.5 The Bone, Pin Chasers wrote Apple a Day a check for $6,000. And now they'll be donating an additional $5 when anyone this weekend bowls for 2 hours. Pin Chasers is celebrating its 60th anniversary in Tampa Bay. They have three locations to serve you: 4847 North Armenia, Midtown Tampa, 5555 West Hillsborough, just east of the Veterans Expressway, and out in East Pasco, 6816 Gale Boulevard. I cannot thank Pin Chasers enough for what they do for me and my golfers at Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. For the first time, I'm giving away a bowling ball as part of a bowling package to one of my players at Todd Wright Tour 21. If you want to see the basket for yourself, follow me on Facebook, Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, or Instagram at Todd Wright 2019. It's an all-inclusive bowling birthday party for up to 12 people. It includes all your bowling, all your pizza, all your soda, all your game room time, all your decorations, and you get a bowling ball. It's in the basket. It's yours. That will be available as one of the prizes at Todd Wright Tour 21. And of course, every one of my players gets a certificate for free bowling for them and a guest at Pin Chasers. My thanks to Pin Chasers and Anthony Peroni. You continue to do wonderful things charity-wise, not just Selfless September, for some of the best charities in the Tampa Bay area. Well done. Full Torque Fitness, also a sponsor of the Todd Wright Toddcast. They also come out to every Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament, and they stretch my players. They often buy foursomes in Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments and give them away to your clients, to their clients. FullTorqueFitness.com, 727-351-5164. If you are a golfer in the Tampa Bay area and any of the following questions you answer yes to, then you should reach out to Daniel Shipman at Full Torque Fitness and just have a quick chat with him. Do you get tired playing golf? It's not just the heat. Do you walk away from a round with low back pain? Or do you feel like your hips just are not allowing you to play the game correctly? Let Daniel Shipman at Full Torque Fitness put you through a Titleist Performance Institute screen to find your limitations, remove them, and get the most out of your swing and game. Also, if you feel you cannot afford one-on-one personalized training, no problem. Daniel has small group individualized training as well. You can meet him at any Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament, or you can go to FullTorqueFitness.com or call 727-351-5164. As always, to all of you, thank you for listening to the sponsors for a few minutes there in the podcast, because the podcasts are free. And as I say often on my fantasy podcasts, if you want fantasy information, you can find the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast every week. It's usually twice a week. Or the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, which is once per week, a fantasy exclusive breakdown of the Bucks matchup against that week's opponent. And more of the fantasy content is becoming paid content. Well, I know how to sell sponsorships, so you don't have to pay for the content. And that's the way I'm going to continue to do it. So thank you for your patience in hearing out, whether you're interested or not, about my sponsors, whether you're in the Tampa Bay area or not, because so much good content that many of us crave out there is now a paid subscription or a pay-per-service. My podcast will not be like that because we have sponsors. That's a simple way to make someone pay for something so you don't. And we know how to do that here. So thank you for listening through the sponsors. Also, remember my various emails, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com for fantasy info, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com for golf tournament info, or if you're traveling to Florida, specifically Central Florida or Southwest Florida, because I've played a number of courses down the West Coast between Tampa and Naples, and you want golf course information for a guy golf trip or you're visiting your parents or something, yeah, write me. I'll make your recommendation. If I can, I'll even make a call for you if I know someone. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. If you have a comment about the Toddcast and you want to actually put your name to it and be accountable for it so I can see it, you can email write.todd@yahoo.com. And I've given you my social media on Facebook. I'm just Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, and Instagram at ToddWright2019. This Toddcast is really simple. Let's think about all the press conferences that have been held in the last month involving the National Football League that were a complete and utter waste of our time. Bill Belichick today. Some would say Bill Belichick every day. Antonio Brown this week. Four questions, what was it, a minute six, with the PR guy yelling as Brown's finishing the third answer. Last question. Brown with Oakland talking about how grateful he was. Yeah, that was all bullshit. Ron Rivera this week walking away. Now, I'll talk more about Rivera in a moment, but he walked out of a press conference. Swipe the pod, go down the hall, and that's it. I don't have any more answers about Cam. You guys don't want to talk about Arizona. We'll talk about that. Mike Mayock, when he did a presser with no questions, that's not a press conference to me, about Antonio Brown. Any Cam Newton postgame, especially ones where he loses, God forbid. Well, that's been now eight in a row for Carolina. He should be getting better at these. He's not. His outfits are getting wilder. You can insert your own analogy, what the hell he's wearing. And it goes deeper than that. I'm a fan of some of these people. It goes deeper. NBA. Any Russell Westbrook presser. I would watch these painfully last year as Russell stands in front of, I don't know, one, two, three, four reporters, live mics, live cameras. Waste of time. Greg Popovich pressers. Waste of time. I think the world of Greg Popovich. I love watching Russell Westbrook play basketball. I respect the shit out of Bill Belichick. I think Antonio Brown's been the best wide receiver in the NFL the last 5 years, and it's not even close. I love Ron Rivera. For those that claim that fight for minority head coaching opportunities, there's your best example in the last 10 years, right there. Ron Rivera. He's gone to a Super Bowl. He's prior to this eight-game losing streak, he's had competitive teams. He's got a heck of a pedigree as a player. So, yes, I point to Ron Rivera when I think of in the last 10 years minority coaching hires that have worked. Because to me, that's the only one. And it has worked very well. Anthony Lynn, one playoff win. Let's see some more. I like Anthony Lynn too. But I'm getting off the subject a little bit. The press conferences that don't waste our time seem few and far between anymore. Unless you just want to see someone walking away or spewing bullshit. You know, pressers like Old Man Irsay at the Baltimore airport when he was talking about his commitment to Baltimore, even though he had just flown back from either Arizona or Memphis. It's classic. Mike Gundy, I'm a man. I'm 40. That was over 10 years ago. That presser at Oklahoma State. The Allen Iverson, we talking about practice, man. Not a game. We talking about practice. Jim Moore, playoffs? Playoffs? You kidding me? Those press conferences don't seem to happen anymore. And what we have a majority of now is just a lot of bullshit. Because the people standing in front of these live cameras and those with the media access that are giving you your window to them, they don't want to say anything. They don't want to answer questions. They want to control what goes out. So back to Ron Rivera. Ron walked out after firing a warning saying, this is all I got on cam if you want to talk about Arizona. Again, I like Ron Rivera a lot. Ron, the story isn't Arizona. You got to know that. We're not going to talk about Arizona because here's all you're going to say. Boy, I'll tell you, Arizona, that's a dangerous team. They're building something up. You know, with Cliff Kingsbury, admire what he's doing there. Kyler Murray, that's one of the most exciting young players we got in the game. And, you know, it's just a matter of time before they click, and we got to make sure it doesn't happen against us. Is that fair to say, Ron? I'm not making fun of you, but that's what coaches do. We don't want you talking about the opponent because it's always the same shit. We've heard it thousands of times. You're not going to tell us anything about your opponent that we haven't already heard, and none of it is really going to be relevant. Now, if you've got a story from playing golf with Cliff Kingsbury or something where you had dinner one night, if you've got a vignette like that or something, you had an encounter with Kyler Murray and you talked about a play in maybe the Capital One Orange Bowl, okay. But how often does that happen when these coaches say, I want to talk about the opponent, or the player says, we're going to talk about the opponent? They don't give you anything. They don't. So that's why we're not asking about it. So we have Antonio Brown wasting our time, Bill Belichick walking away. He's always wasted our time. Ron Rivera walking away when the story clearly is whether Cam can play or not. Because if Cam can't play, well, it's interesting. Someone should have said to Ron, say, I'm happy not to talk about Cam because if Cam plays, you lose. And if he doesn't play, you lose. What do you think? Now, if he gets offended by that, then I should be able to walk out. That's what I want to see next. If these sports figures continue to waste our time, there's a Fast Times at Ridgemont High line there from Sean Penn and Mr. Hand. If they're going to waste our time, if they're going to walk out on us, if they are going to feed us lines of bullshit after bullshit after bullshit, we should have the right to walk out as well. Okay, now I know what the collateral damage is on that. Then the PR person has a talking with us and threatens to revoke our credentials. That's not right. It's a two-way street. You either respect us or we have the right to not respect you. Now, it would take the bosses of these members of the media to back their reporters on this, and they'll probably cave and hide under their desk because that's what they do. I can't tell you how many times in my life I've had people who don't know what it's like to ask a tough question, get in my ear live during an interview and tell me what I should ask. It's my interview. It's not yours. I have to use my own ethics and I have to use my own judgment. If you'd like to ask that question, maybe you should have been on-air talent and not be some producer that is nameless and can hide under the desk when that question is asked and the person answering it doesn't like it, and it changes the whole complexion of the interview or ends it immediately. So yes, I'm taking issue with these walkouts on interviews and these waste of time. It's wasting your time as much as mine. Now, I can't tell you the last time, well, I can. The last time I went to a press conference was the WrestleMania 36 announcement for Tampa Bay. Because as the great Chris Thomas, one of my mentors, longtime television radio host in Tampa Bay, who passed away 15 years ago, because he passed away just a few months before my grandmother did in 2004. As he said on his radio show consistently in the late 90s and the early 2000s, Chris said, I don't need to go to these press conferences. I know what's going on. There is nothing that's going to be said in a press conference that will help me that I can't access by not being there. And that is becoming less and less and less and less. I don't know. Is there someone that would have the guts to walk out when asking Bill Belichick a legitimate question during Belichick's media availability, and Belichick doesn't answer the question, poo-poos it? I love Belichick as a coach. The same way a Greg Popovich would poo-poo it, shoot it down, make fun of it. I love Popovich as a coach. Then we should have the right to walk out on them. It's got to work both ways. There has to be a mutual respect there. Because it not only wastes our time, it wastes yours. I don't know, maybe it doesn't waste yours. If Antonio Brown's media availability is going to last 66 seconds, do you have 66 seconds of your life to listen to Antonio Brown give you 66 seconds of bullshit? Do you? I'm sure you can find something better to do with those 66 seconds. Clean the kitchen counter. Pick up the socks that are still left on the floor from where you threw them when you took off your shoes and socks when you came home. Maybe ice up a lovely beverage. I think you've got a better 66 seconds to use than that. But this is where this is trending. And look, I'm not going to jump into any press conferences just to be the one to walk out. But I would love to see more members of the media doing unto them what they do unto us, but have the backing of whoever their producers and bosses are to do it, because they shouldn't lose their job over it. Bill Belichick doesn't lose his job for treating the media like inferior. Ron Rivera doesn't lose his job for walking out on a presser. Antonio Brown did lose one job in Oakland, but it wasn't because he was bullshitting the media. It was everything else. So if they don't lose their job for it, why should we? Why? The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers. Three locations in the Tampa Bay area, 4847 North Armenia, 6816 Gale Boulevard, 5555 West Hillsborough. And of course, by Full Torque Fitness. Reach out to Daniel Shipman at fulltorquefitness.com or call 727-351-5164. You can meet him at any Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. Thank you so much for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. Please subscribe, tell your friends, and remember to follow me both on Facebook and on Instagram. Instagram account is @ToddWright2019.